those two girls, you know, Mary and Martha, you could think for a long time about those two and still have a lot more to be revealed, because they are two basic types. The Mary, who is consistently and constantly at the feet of the Lord, only looking at and to him, never taking her eyes off him. They have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have put him. Rabboni, she says. Everything in her is focused on her bridegroom. When he was there, her eyes were totally on him. Now he's not there, and her eyes are still on him, waiting, groaning for bodily release, looking towards his coming to take her either home in death or home in the rapture to be with him forever. Martha, dear Martha, where would we be without the Marthas? She's still cumbered about. She can't understand the way Mary's mind works. As far as Mary is concerned, everything can go hang because Jesus is there. And Martha can never understand that. Cumbered about, everything an interruption of her daily life, constantly looking to get the next job done and then to take a rest. But her heart, the eyes of her heart, are not focused upwards, but horizontally. But that's no condemnation either, because without many more Marthas than Marys, the job wouldn't get done. So I suppose I'm saying to you this morning, we're all a mixture of both of those people. We're either a Mary or a Martha. So what is the main part of your makeup? Are you a Mary who does a few things practically, but most of the time are focused on the Lord while she's doing it? Or are you a Martha who really is drawn down, cumbered about by everything that goes on? Everything is a nuisance, everything gets in the way, everything touches her off. Which one are you this day? There's no condemnation about who you are, but it's really good to know who we are. Because when the Lord challenges us, we need to know which part of us is going to respond. The Martha, tell Mary to come and help me, or the Mary, Jesus is here. God bless you as you think about this.